Hi, Gone Wild Audio. This is Sweetly Delight, and I've been seeing these questioners pop up now and again, and I've been having so much fun learning more about you guys, so I thought it might be fun to tell you guys a little bit more about myself. So let's get started. Number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I am a female, and I am bisexual. I've been with a lot more guys than I have been with girls, so I do tend to lean towards men, but I do like women as well. Number two, what gets you turned on? Well, a lot of things do. I would say that, well, a lot of kinks. I like when people are outgoing. People are confident, that's a big turn on. I like when people know what they want and aren't afraid to get it. physically, I like tall guys, and I like really curvaceous women, and I guess that would be my type. A lot of different things turn me on. Number three. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I would have to say that submissiveness is a big one. I like pleasing a lot, and I think that's what most of my sexuality revolves around. Number four, what is your favorite sexual act? I really, really, really love oral. I think it's a lot of fun. I love giving blowjobs. I love going down on people. I like receiving as well. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to get to know a person, and it's different with everyone that I've been with. So it's a fun thing to learn and explore with someone. Number five, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I would have to say that dominance is key. Dominance and confidence, extremely important, and that's what turns me on the most in a lover. I like being told what to do. I like when someone is willing to push me a little bit, and I think that those are all qualities that make a really good lover, in my opinion. Let's see, number six. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I think a good sexual encounter is one where everybody has fun, feels comfortable with each other, maybe tries something new, or pushes outside of their comfort zone a little. I think that's really exciting, and I think it's always good to challenge yourself sexually and to try new things. So I think those would be the things that make a really good sexual encounter for me. I like novelty, and I like figuring out what other people like as well. So I really like trying new things. Number seven, when you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? Well, to answer the second part of the question first, like to shower and shave, be all clean and fresh and all that good stuff. Make sure my hair is looking good and do my makeup, be looking pretty, and maybe putting on some nice lotion or perfume, getting myself into the mood that way. And my favorite color to wear when I'm wanting to feel sexy and kind of badass is black. I think that simple black lingerie is like the best thing ever, and it looks super good, and it's really simple and straight to the point. I just think it looks really good. Number eight, what fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? I actually knew this one right away just looking at it. It's kind of funny, I've had a crush on him ever since I was really little, actually. Just kind of funny. But I would have to say that my dream fictional character would be Indiana Jones, because he's super hot and confident and kicks a lot of ass and he'd be really good in the sack. I just have a feeling. Number 9. Who turns you on most in your life? Well, I am single at the moment, but I do have some friends in my life that turn me on a bit. But it changes, week to week, depending on who I see and all that stuff. And I also have a good friend that I met through GWA, who's super awesome. And we have really fun chats and sexy talks. So I would say him as well. See, number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I really like kind of dirty names like slut or bitch or whore. Those are always fun. But once in a while, I like the sweet stuff too, like honey and babe and sweetheart. So it varies a little depending on the context, but those are the names that I like the most. Number 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? I would have to say that just because I haven't been able to master this yet, and I would really like to, is being able to do anal like a champ. I think it'd be a lot of fun, and I think it would be cool to do a lot of stuff with that, and I haven't been very adventurous in that area so far, so that would be pretty cool. Number 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? Wow. I remember coming across the sub a long time ago, and I didn't really look at it, but I thought it was interesting. I think I was just surfing, not safe for work, subreddits and came across it. I don't know. But I was bored a few weeks back, well, probably longer than that. And I came across it again and I decided to check it out. And I thought it was really cool and I kind of just lurked for a while and listened and enjoyed. I never really thought that I would actually post because I didn't think I really had the voice for it. And I don't really have any equipment, so I just kind of sat back and enjoyed for a while. But the more I listened, the more I thought, why not give this a shot? So I did. And it's an awesome community, and it's super, super nice. And it's been a lot of fun. So I'm glad I decided to post. Number 13. What is your dirtiest fantasy? Wow. I have a lot of them, and they kind of change depending on the day. But most of them revolve around being tied up in some way and being used by several people, because I think that's really hot. I'm not sure if it's something I do in real life, but it's very fun to think about, and it's definitely something I used to get me off. Number 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. That is a hard one. I haven't gotten too terribly kinky in my real life, but I think a good example would be with an ex. We were playing around for a little bit, and then he tied me up on the bed and blindfolded me. And then he left to go play video games with his friends for a couple of hours. And I was all tied up and helpless and couldn't do a thing about it. And I was pretty turned on, and the suspense was killing me. And he finally came back and while I was still tied up, I was really hot. So that was a lot of fun. Number 15. What's your favorite part of your body and why? I'd have to say that I definitely like my breasts a lot. They're pretty big and they're fun and I love how they look and my partners like them and they feel really good, so they kind of went out. I like other parts too, but those are definitely my favorite. Well, if you stuck around this long, thank you. I hope you learned a little bit about me and it was a lot of fun to do. So I can't wait to hear more of your guys's, and hopefully you'll hear from me soon.